Greetings, everyone. I'm glad you made it this whenever it is that you're listening in. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the lovely people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome you to our scripture reading podcast for April 26th, 2020, the third Sunday of Eastertide. I hope that you and yours are well, and that you find some hope and comfort in these difficult days in our worship recordings. And now, as usual, let's begin with prayer. Gracious God, you give to us this day the bread of life, your sustaining word and wisdom, for which we give you thanks and praise. Amen. Our first reading is selected verses from Psalm 116, appropriate to the themes of the Easter season and perhaps even more appropriate to this season of COVID. This psalm is a prayer of thanksgiving to God for delivering the psalmist from the threat of death. Reading from Psalm 116, verses 1 through 4 and 12 through 19. Listen for the word of God. I love the Lord, who has heard my voice and my supplications. Because God inclined God's ear to me, therefore I will call on the Lord as long as I live. The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, save my life. What shall I return to the Lord for such bounty to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all the people. Precious in your sight, O Lord, is the death of your faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your serving girl. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all the people in the courts of the house of the Lord in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. So ends the first reading. Now, last week's gospel reading was John's version of Jesus appearing to the disciples on Easter evening. Today, we read Luke's account of that same night, which gives us a different perspective. Listen now for the word of God in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then Jesus said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered there. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.